Okay, I want to just we'll learn a couple of ksosas today, but I want to first set it up with the shita of what we call the kadosh midarosh, side of the Mordechai Maseches Kiddush. And he basically says that when is it the din, when we have a din of shliach, oseh shliach, so says the kadosh midarosh, bamed var mamur, when do we say shliach oseh shliach? That is only in the case of gerushin. That'll be a check. But not when it comes to kiddushin. What is the difference between gerushin and kiddushin in this regard? Because when it comes to gerushin, the shliach who is holding the get has total control. And as a result, he has total control. Is there anything that can block the shliach from acting?
No.
Nothing. Can the isha block the shliach?
No.
So since the isha cannot block the shliach, there's nothing can block the shliach. He's in total control. The shliach becomes what I will call the baal davar, the baal hagerush. As a baal davar, what can he do? He can appoint another shliach. He's in charge. He's in control. And that's when it comes to gerush. However, when it comes to kiddushin, because the isha can block, has a say, so you cannot argue that the shliach is a baal davar. Rather, what is the nature of the shlichus that he has?
He's a kli.
He's a yada arichta. We'll go with yada arichta. His actions are attributed back to the mishaleach, but he's no baal davar, and therefore he doesn't have capacity of shliach oseh shliach. That is the Kadosh Midarosh. Now, the topic that I want to discuss in the next 10 minutes is, in light of that, Bizman hazeh la'achar cherim derabenu gerushin, has now gerushin moved into the camp of kiddush? Because pashut pshat, now you cannot divorce her bal karchach. Now the nature of the shlichus is not a shlichus of what? Of total control, of baal davar. It's a shlichus of yada arichta. Memela, the din would change, and bizman hazeh, you would say, shliach, eno, oseh, shliach, afilu, begerush. That's the core question that I want to address in the next couple of minutes. Daniel?
I was just wondering.
Stuff happens. Then he loses control. Meaning he's no longer a shliach at that point.
Until he died, yeah, control.
If he dies, there is an idea that, yeah, he could die. He could die. And that will end the... That will end it. Yes. What?
Isn't the get still
house? Let's go right there. I don't know. I want to learn Xos. Okay, let's learn the Xos. Now this Xos... There's a lot inside this Ksos. There are a couple of Chidush in the Ksos, one of which, the biggest Chidush in the Ksos, I'm going to gloss over, because we're going to discuss it in depth in about a month's time, okay? But let's see it inside, and let's go through it. The Ksos writes as follows. We're on source number two. Bishchubas no de Yehuda, Bechelek even ha'ezer, he'ele beget shenisan ayde shir bal korcha de'eno get klav. So the Novi to argue that if a get is given by a shliach against the woman's will, bizman hazeh, it's not a get. It's not chal. Why? Basically, since, now there's a shita he's quoting in Bav Mitzia Daf Yud of Tosfos. It's a tremendously big chiddush, but it's a shita out there that's going to be very significant, even in matters of shmita, which we'll discuss when we get to that sugya as well. But it goes like this. Tosis says, let's say, who's a kain over here? Avimeth. So Avimeth is in love with a divorcee, Rachmana Litzlan. And he wants to marry her. So he sends a shliach to send the kesef kedushin to the grusha.
Okay? Now, that's classic case of Shliach Lidar Avera. The Shliach does it. And it's a Makadesh the Isha. Now, is Kiddushin by a Kohen to a Grusha Chal?
Yes.
Yes. Is this Kiddushin Chal? The Gemara says it's a Shliach Lidvar Avera. What is the impact of this din of Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera? Tosis in Bav Metzia says what Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera means is there's no shlichus. The shlichus is severed. Because the Torah only sanctions shlichus l'dvarim shel heter, not l'dvarim shel avera. And as a result, there's no shlichus. If there's no shlichus, you know what else there isn't? There isn't a marriage. Yafe. So comes along the Noda Yehudin says that if the shliach divorces the woman, what? Baal korcha. That's an avera. And what's the consequence of the avera? Paka ha-shlichus. And they're still married. And they're still married. There's no divorce. That's what he just said. What tosis?
Yeah, where's that? Where's
Bav Metzia Daf Yud. It's a gevaldik tosis. Okay, Yud Aleph, I'm sorry. No, Yud. I'm not sorry. Ula aniv daiti. And now says the ksos. I disagree. Mira deheicha de ose shliach stam legarish ushia yodo ki yodo the asiyaso ka asiyaso the shliach nosam lo get bal korchach de chia gab de shapra de get kaven de yara shliach yara mishalei be ikra get ma she nosam lo bal korchach ba avr bechem drabe ne gershom have kilu asaver mitaito de chol ki agav na ikra hashlichus lo. So here's the chiddush. Number one of the Ksos. Is this called Shliach Ledvar Avera, where the Shliach divorced her Baal Korchach? The answer is no. Why not? Because the only time you have Shliach Ledvar Avera is if the Etzem HaShlichus was an Avera. But when I sent the Shliach to divorce my wife, did I give him specific instructions to do it Baal Korchach?
No.
No. I said divorce her. What did the Shliach then do? The shliach then did it Baal Korcha. The ksos. Is this an avera? It's an avera. But is it shlichos ba'avera?
No.
No. Because the shliach acted on his own autonomously. Therefore, is the shlichos batel?
No.
And therefore they're divorced. Aye. So that's kiddush number one. That's kiddush number one. Kiddush number two is, does Cherem Derabbeinu Gershom impact the result?
No.
That's kiddush number two. That the Cherem Derabbeinu Gershom is an Isser. But is it? Does it cause the Chalos to not be extant?
No.
Why? It doesn't affect
why
the Chalos. Because it's a big Kiddush.
No, a Cherem...
What kind of cherem is it?
A cherem is a threat.
Okay,
a
okay,
is,
okay.
If,
that's
if
one.
If you do this, then you're put into
that. That's one understanding.
Oh, really?
And that's one understanding. And many understand that no, the takana was to make gerushin kibiyachol like kiddushin.
Why would he call it a cherem? It's just like if you talk
about that. Don't worry about the lashon. Don't harp on the lashon. It made a takana. You want to call takanas Rabbeinu Gershom? Call takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. That you're not allowed to divorce her against her will. Now, up. Now watch this. Now you notice there's part of this ksos I didn't underline.
Yes.
The reason is because I didn't want you to get confused. But this is the most fascinating, very big chiddush of the ksos, which I'm going to read and I'm going to explain. We're going to spend a week of shir on it in 3-4 weeks from now. Now he says, I'll bring you a raya to my idea. Kamo shekosav kayotze bazeh b'mishnah melech peregimel mehilchos gneiv alachavav. Gabi tficha, diyesh shliach ledvar avera. There is a couple, normally the rule is ein shliach ledvar avera. But there are a couple of exceptions to that rule. One exception to that rule is tficha u'mechira. What's tficha u'mechira? If I steal an animal, how much do I have to pay back? Kefel. If I shech the animal, I have to pay dal vehe. Okay? is an aver of to pay dalve. If I appoint a shliach to shecht the animal that I stole, so the halacha is yesh shliach ledvar aver, which means who has to pay the dalve? The mishaleach and not the shliach. Yesh. One second. It doesn't matter.
If the act that the shliach is doing is valid for him, then there's no difference between whether or not
the shliach didn't steal it. If someone else stole something, then you get it from them.
If I stole it, I told the shliach to shecht it. The shliach shechted it. That's an avera. Normally, the rule is ain shliach l'dvar avera, and therefore the shliach would be chayv in the dal v'hei, not the mishaleach. Kamashvan chiddush gzeres hakasuv, the mishaleach is chayv in dal v'hei. Okay, one second. Now let's say, okay, in other words, tvicha u'mechira is a case of yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So far, so good. Now let's say, says the Ksos, watch this. Based on a very subtle diyug in a Rambam that is pointed out by the Mishnah Melah. Let's say I tell the shliach, do me a favor, shecht this animal. And the shliach says, okay, I'll shecht the animal. Now again, he shechts the animal, who's chayv nedal v'hei? The mishaleach. But now the shliach shechts the animal on Shabbos.
Oh,
now it's a shliach lidvar avera lichora, and ain shliach lidvar avera, because that you don't have an exception. That's not one of the exceptions. So says the Ksos. In that case, it's still yesh shliach lidvar avera. And Shabbos is irrelevant. Why is Shabbos irrelevant? Because did I tell him to shecht it on Shabbos? I didn't tell him to shecht it on Shabbos. I told him to shecht it. What did he do? He shecht it on Shabbos. So is that called shlichus la'avera of chil Shabbos? No, because I didn't make that assignment. So says the Ksos. Hu hadin, so too, when I send the shliach to divorce my wife, did I tell him to do it by karkach? No, so it's not called a shliach be'avera. Look inside. You thought of your question. You thought of your question, but you didn't. And I say this out of love. I embrace you, but you didn't think through what I was saying. You focused on the question. You didn't hear what I was saying. What I'm saying is, before you even get to there's no problem. It's not shliachos la'avera when it comes to chil Shabbos. Why not?
No, I'm saying this is not shliachos l'dvar avera, or this is, I'm saying irrelevant whether or not he was acting as a shliach, because when he did.
So chil Shabbos is the kimlei of Shabbos. If you're going to apply kimlei, Shabbos is going to carry the day.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying for Shabbos because of himself, he's chayv as a shliach, not because of Shabbos.
Again, before you get to Kimle, it's not Shlichus Ba'avera.
I'm saying if you're saying that it is, then you'd say it's Shabbos. But
if you say it is, then it's that. Then you'd say there's no Shlichus.
If there's no Shlichus, then there would be
Kimle. Then the Shliach is going to be Chayav for Chil Shabbos.
Right, but not because.
And the shlich then memela will also be chayav for the tvicha, because no shlichus, because the ain shlich dvar aver killed the shlichus. There's no shlichus.
He'd
be chayav for tvicha mechira. He'd be chayav just for Shabbos. Fine, that's fine. Yes, he'd be chayav just for Shabbos. Okay. Do you understand the point? You got the point? Hello? You got the point? So comes along the Ksos, and the Ksos says clear that as long as the shlichus was not specifically assigned to do avera, this is not called shlichus la avera, And just like by Tvichot, we're not worried about the Chol Shabbos, so too we're not worried about what about the divorce, because that wasn't his assignment. Okay? And that's what he says over here. Now back to where it's underlined. Now we continue reading. V'imkein. Nira, and now he's going to, okay, tight up, but this is just a chazara. V'imkein nira duhu adin. Imaso shliach v'stam, si yisenta shliach stam, legarish. V'shliach midate dinavshe. Nasan lo haget bal korcha, dibaze, ikra shikus labata, kem dekwai nasa shukus legarishim. V'chein rabbein agarishom, gabi gerishin, ela, eino ela, kmo isra acher. V'agam shemidivre hashut hanizkar shistam dvar baze, eino mechalei bekol zeh. And therefore, Nika li baze my dekashalon lefi divrei hashut haniskar baha dekamashia. Okay. So he says, I'm not bothered by the Noda Behuda. According to Noda Behuda, what's his position? Are they divorced or they not divorced? They're not divorced because it's called Shlichus B'dvar Aveira. Says it so, it's not Shlichus B'dvar Aveira. Why not? Because I never
sent him
La'Aveira. I sent him. And therefore, the Shlichus is Chal Memela. And the Shliach has an Aveira. But is the divorce Chal?
Yeah.
The divorce is Chal. And Chemdu Rabbeinu Gershom does not block the efficacy of the divorce. Okay, now. Now he says, "Hashta da'osis lahachi." Let's bring a raya, or let's add to the idea. He says, "Bahad de kaimelon shliach osa shliach." We have a psak halacha from the sugya in Maseches. What? Kiddushin that shliach osa shliach afilu admeya, even up to 100. V'hachin halacha meravak b'isra, and we do this all the time. We send shlichim. Hilka loving mili shari shi yoga gash bal korcha, etc. Ava shiach shal kiddushin. Im lo sova isha enim skadesh hilka chave bilei mile ad kan le shono. Okay? So that's the Kaddish Midorash. And now he says, what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, what? What are you doing? I guess, but I'm pausing myself. Okay, so we're finishing up the ksos. V'kevan teha idna basar cherem d'rabenu gershom. Gam begerushin. Im lo sove ha'isha eina migureshes. Kevan de'ein shliach l'dvar aveira. After the gerushin, after cherem d'rabenu gershom, if the woman does not want to be divorced, eina migureshes. And kevan de ein shliach l'dvar avera, you might argue, ma'isna gerishin mikidushin. That bizman hazeh, gerishin and kiddushin should be the same, because does the shliach have unfettered powers? The answer is no. So says now the ksos, v'lofi ma'ashekasavti, tekol shenos niyad ha'shliach b'stam. The osa also share pistam lagarish havala yado kiarabal vim over vinosim al kocha sharp miskareshes nika nicha. So says Exos, this kasha is no kasha. Why is it no kasha? Why is gerishin still shliach osa shliach? Very simple, because he has a very modest view of two dinim. Din number one, ain shliach dvar avera. Did I send the shliach to divorce her bal korchach? No. And even if the shliach would do it bal korchach and he's not allowed to, does that affect the gerushin itself?
No.
And therefore, is gerushin still chal, if you will, against the will of the isha?
Yes.
Does the shliach therefore still have unfettered control of the ma'aseh gerushin?
Yep.
Yes, even though there's an iser, he has control. And memela, the same din would apply. Shliach ose shliach. Now.
You give her the.
Because she can block the kiddusha.
She can also block the gerusha.
She cannot block the gerusha. No, he's saying she cannot.
Why? What's the difference there?
There's just because gerushin, according to the souls, is no different than a Kohen marrying a Grusha. Is he allowed to marry her? No. But if he did, is it chal? Yes. That's the vision of the Ksos in Cherem Drabenu Gershel. Stop. Now, I'm telling you that I have seen many Svarim that learn not like the Ksos. And they say that as a result of Cherem Drabenu Gershel, you not only is it usur to divorce her Baal Karchach, but you can't divorce her Baal Karchach, meaning you do not have the capacity to do so. And as a result, what would that mean to our sugya?
That you can't do Shlemos Vaseach.
What would that mean to our sugya? Does that mean that ain shliach osa shliach by gerusha? So you could say, yeah, that's what it means.
Well, what is it?
But you could also say, you could also learn it on a more sophisticated lumdisha level. Let me give you a question. Let me ask you a question. Think about what I'm saying. Before Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon, I send a shliach to divorce my wife. And I tell the shliach, here's the get, divorce her, but you're only authorized to divorce her if she consents. She must consent. If she doesn't consent, I don't want to divorce her. And now, listen carefully. The shliach makes another shliach. Can he do so?
Did he tell him what the Baal said? No.
He told him what the Baal said.
No.
According to the Mordechai,
the Baal said,
no.
I feel like
it's
the Baal said.
He's not
the
shliach.
He
specified that
it's not
the
shliach.
I think you could, because...
Okay, so I want to hear you, Yehuda. Now, one second. The Balabatish approach... is to say a balabatish. So now, it can't be done bal korchach. And if it can't be done bal korchach, then she has a say, and therefore it's like kiddush. Yehuda Noble wants to say, no, Rebbe, you're being too balabatish over here. Be a little sophisticated. Think a little more sophisticated. What do you want to say? The husband what?
The husband can't divorce her.
Can or can't?
Cannot.
Why not? No, pre-Cherem Drabbeinu Gershon. Well, before Cherem Drabbeinu Gershon, the husband sent the shliach, I want you to divorce my wife, but only with her consent. Can the shliach assign another shliach? I say, of course he can. Of course he can. Why? Why? Go ahead.
I say, well, because now that you limit to say that she has the consent, you basically equate gerushin to kedushin, and then you would not be able, because now this guy does not have full control.
I understand, and I'm saying that's the balabatish. That's your balabatish prima facie say.
Oh, sure.
I'm looking
you
for something.
You're a balabatish.
Well, it's not the worst thing to be. But Aviman.
What does that mean?
Aviman. Let me just give you a leading sentence. Has my instruction to the shliach changed the essential nature of gerushin?
No.
No. What have I done?
You've limited that guy.
I've layered, if you will, a tnai into this shlichus. But is that inherent to gerushin? Yeah. Or is it something that is an external layer? So it's clearly an external layer. It's not inherent to gerushin. If I were to ask you, is gerushin qua gerushin? Something can be done by korach.
Yes.
The answer is yes. Here, I said it's not, but I'd like it only to happen if it's with her consent. But the nature, the kishkas, the guts of gerushin is still an event that can happen by korach. Now I put on him an external din, do with her consent. Says the overwhelming preponderance of Achronim against Hitzos. Rav Aaron Kotler says like this, Rav Shimon Shkop says like this, and others, that this Chirim D'Rabbeinu Gershom is the same exact thing. Chirim D'Rabbeinu Gershom is not changing the nature of Gerushin. Gerushin can be done Baal Korach. There is a layer that says, now there's a mitzvah, there's an obligation, there's a chiyuv chitzoni that says that she can say no. She can say no, but the very essence of gerushin is still gerushin baal korcha. In other words, when the baal gives the get to the shliach, fundamentally, is the shliach the baal davar?
Yes.
By gerushin, the shliach is the baal davar. And as such, he's the baal davar. As such, can you point out the shliach? Yes. Good. She's allowed to say no. But that doesn't change the fact, the nature that he is the Baal Dabar. Yeah. I'm also saying, think about that a little bit.
Is it Baal Karcha, or does she have a
Yes. It's she can only be Miskereshes Birtzonah.
So
that's not Baal Karcha. It's on the getter, or on the shliach?
It's a tnai on the it's a tnai.
So it's on the shliach. If she switches to another guy, then the other guy's not bound by that.
No, it's a tnai on the get. It's a tnai on the get. It's a tnai on the get.
I'm saying, is the tnai on the giving of the get, or is it on the shliach, you must give the get?
Well, in which case? In my made-up case, or in the Chirim D'Rabbeinu Gershom?
If you said you were the...
No, I said only divorce her, but if it's Birtzonah. But he hasn't changed gerushin. Gerushin is still gerushin.
Right,
and a shlichus in gerushin, he's still the baal davar.
He's the baal davar, but not baal karcha.
And therefore, if
he's
not... Baal karcha means against her will. If she can say no, that's not against her will.
She can say no.
So then it's not
Baal Karcha. You're right. You're right. It cannot be given Baal Karcha.
Right.
But I'm saying that is that inherent? Did Rabbeinu Gershom change the nature of Gershom?
Oh,
or he added a din? Added a din.
So the potential of it before it becomes actualized is it still Gershom? But once it becomes... Once it's played into action, then it's Baal Karcha.
Correct.
No. Then it's opposite.
Telling you right now. If you have your hands up, she's going to one.
What?
The same.
Can you do
it? I could do it.
It depends what's for lunch.
Let me just
lunch. You get lunch.
If it's fish,
you get lunch.
Stay until 5.
I second that.
Okay. I'm going to say one more time a little clearer, because I'm not sure I've been as clear as I would like. Chirim D'Rabbeinu Gershom did not change Gershom. Gershom can be done and always can be done by Baal Karcha. Naftali Waxman was spacing out, Baruch Hashem, harped on me, hocked me yesterday after Zir. What do you mean? How can he do this? If the Torah says Gershom done by Baal Karcha, how could he do this? And Naftali Waxman, Tchias HaMesim, you're right. Chirim D'Rabbeinu Gershom cannot change the nature of Gershom. Sugyas throughout my sex, it can be done by Baal Korcha. He cannot change the nature of Gershom. The Heftza of Mitzvah's Gershom is Baal Korcha. That doesn't change. What he can do is he can place a din on the Gavra, a Mitzvah's HaGavra, that you're not allowed to divorce Baal Korcha. That's a mitzvah hagavra. And if you breach that mitzvah hagavra, the gerushin is not chal. But it's not inherent to the chefza of gerushin. And as a result, when it comes to the cheftz of the process of gerushin, is the shliach still a bal davar?
Yes.
The answer is yes. And therefore, shliach holds a shliach even la'achar. What? La'achar. Cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay, we'll talk after shir for a couple minutes. I just want 7 more minutes of your time. Okay? Because I know there's delicious fish lunch awaiting.
Oh, really? Fish?
I have no clue, and I don't really care.
Give me, useless for that.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Okay. Rabosai, Mishnah. Look at the next sugya. Quickly, next sugya. Shh. Mi sha'achzo kurdaikus. A person has some kind of illness. The amro. Kisu getli. Ishtiloma klum. You can't give a get when you are insane. You're not a baldover. However, amar kisu getli ishti. He assigns a shliach to write and deliver a get. And afterwards, the achzo kurdaikus, and he becomes what? He becomes insane.
After he
appointed the shliach. And now, v'chazer v'amar, and then he says, lo tiktavenu. He changes his mind when he's out of it. He says, don't do it. Ein dvarav ha'achronim klum. His statement is meaningless. And if he says, don't do it, too bad. You can't say, don't do it, because he appointed the shliach and now he's out of it. Okay, the Gemara now elaborates. Amar kisvu get li'ishti. He says to a shliach, write a get to my wife and give it. V'ochso kurdaikus. V'chazar v'amar al tichtavu. And now he says, don't do it. Ein dvarav ha'achronim klum. That's our mission. Amar eshrim ben lakish. So what does that mean? He's not allowed to retract. What does it mean he's not allowed to retract? Reish Lakish says, "Kaisa venos and get la alter." You give the get when?
Immediately.
Right away. And Rav Yocha Amar, that's a bad look. This guy's like in a mental hospital. And his wife is getting divorced right now. It's a bad look. So says Rav Yochanan, "Ain't kaisa no ella likishi yistapeh." Then you give the get. You wait till it gets better, and then you give the get. In other words, everyone agrees that is his retraction when he's insane valid?
No.
But Reish Lakish says, just give the get now, and Rav Yochanan says, wait. My time to Reish Lakish, you tell me, ain't b'dvarav ha'achronim klum. You ignore what he said. Rav Yochanan amar lecha, ain't b'dvarav ha'achronim klum, tilchi mitzal, lo tzarech l'mahader, imluche bey, ulolam ein kolset, ela kashi espaset. Meaning, we don't care, the fact that he says, I retract, I don't want this to happen, that we ignore. Ein b'dvarav klum. We're not going to give a get while he is in this state of temporary insanity. Okay, how do we pass my halacha? We pass it Rav Yochanan. Machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, the halacha is like Rav Yochanan. The Tur in Shulchan Aruch says, is this din? The nafkamina is, according to Reish Lakish, you give it right away. According to Rav Yochanan, you wait till it gets better. We paskin that you wait till he gets better. Let's say, according to Rav Yochanan, you didn't wait. You didn't wait. Is it a good get on a d'oraisa level?
Yes. Yes.
Don't say yes. See the tour. Says the tour. Haya bari b'shah shetziva l'koslo. Ve'achar kach ochzo hacholi. And then he got sick. In kosno sobodo b'chol yo. V'im kosvo. V'nasnu b'chol yo. Eino klum. What does eino klum mean? It's a zero. So according to Rav Yochanan, as understood by Reish Lakish, if you gave it while he's sick, what's the status?
It's nothing.
Are they married?
Yes.
They're married.
Yes.
It's not a good divorce. It's a nothing. That is the tour. What does the Rambam write? The Rambam is found in Perek Beis of Hilchos Gerishin, Halacha, Yud, Tezvav. The Rambam says, Amar, kishubari kisvuget, utznu leishti v'achar kach nivas. Then he became insane. Mamtinen ad shiyavri v'kosim v'noslan. You wait till it gets better, Rav Yochanan. V'ein sarech limalik bo, you don't go after him. V'im kosvo v'nosno kodem shiyavri. Let's say he gave the get before he got married. You didn't follow Rav Yochanan. So the Rambam writes, listen to the words carefully, Hare ze pasul. What does Hare ze pasul mean? So the Rambam earlier in Halacha Zayin of Gerishin says, anytime in these halachas, when I use the word pasul, that means midirabana. When I mean that it doesn't even work doraisa, I use the word batel. So bata means it's no good on a doraisa level. Pasul means it's pasul mide rabbana, which means midoraisa. Are they divorced?
Yes.
Which means, if Rachman Litzlan, she slept with someone else, now, after getting this divorce, is she chayevis misa?
No.
Why? Because on a doraisa level, she's divorced. Does she need another get?
Yes.
Yes, midrabbana. But is this get a good get on a doraisa level?
Yes.
According to Tur?
No.
No. Now, Paul, go ahead.
But doesn't
the answer is yes and no. The rabbis are correct, but it's still drabbanon, meaning she's on a deraisa level. The divorce is chal. It's midrabbanon, and they're correct. Lo b'shamami. That's their psak drabbanon.
What practical implications?
She needs another divorce. She needs another get. Because, it's a puzzle, get me drabbanon.
What does it mean divorce?
Meaning when it gets better, another get has to be delivered.
So what's the difference between divorce d'arayis and divorce d'arayis?
She can't get married to someone else. No,
is there even,
the difference is gilui arayis. If she slept with someone else, according to Tur...
When are you ever divorced d'arabanon?
According to Tur, it's gilui arayis.
When are you ever divorced d'arabanon and not divorced d'arayis?
There's a lot of scenarios. A lot of scenarios.
I'm saying, in a regular case,
in real
ever,
life?
Yeah.
We don't... No, we make sure that every divorce is...
Right, but I'm saying, what does it mean that they're, like, divorced?
I'm telling you what it means. It means that if she slept with someone else, it's not gilui arayis d'arayisa. Because she's divorced. However, it also means she still needs a get. Midrabbana. One second. So, both sides. What is the hezber hamachlokes tur and Rambam? The answer is the ksos. I'm not going to read the ksos now because I want you to get to the dogim. But I want you to hear the lumbus. Rabosai. What happened over here? What happened over here? The guy, when he was healthy, instructed the shliach to divorce my wife. Now what happened is the guy went insane. He's a shaita. And the divorce, the get was delivered. Is it a good get? Is the fact that the Baal is now shote, does that prevent the divorce from being chal on a doraisa level? What's the answer? The answer is, how do we view shlichus in Gerish? If the shliach becomes, as we've seen in many Rishonim, the Baal Dover, then is the Baal anymore in the picture? He's out of the picture. It's not the Baal's game anymore. Who's the Baal Dover? The shliach is the Baal Dover. The Baal is sick. It's okay, midrabbanan, it's a bad look, so we're not going to allow it. But fundamentally, the shliach is the what? He's the megarish. He's got the koach hagerish. And the fact that the Baal is now a shote doesn't make a difference. And the gerish is chal on a doraisa level. That's the shitas harambam. What is the Torah mean?
The
Torah maintains that correct is that the shliach is just the extension, the yada arichta of the mishaleach. But who is the divorcer here? Is the mishaleach. And the mishaleach, the baal, is a shoyte. So he's not a bar gerish. So what's the status of the get? The status of the get is it's not. It's but. It's but. But. It's not a get. And that is a beautiful, clean illustration of the Chakira we've been developing. Tomorrow, we will move Vayter in Shas. We'll do the next Gemaras. Thank you for your patience. Have an excellent, excellent fishy afternoon.